Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Thank you for listening. It's Monday, December 5th, and this is Morning Edition on WVIK. The state of Iowa will help Davenport with three downtown projects designed to improve the quality of life and tourism. Governor Kim Reynolds announced a grant of $9.6 million from the Destination Iowa program. The money will help pay for Main Street Landing, an all-season riverfront plaza for both recreation and events, technology enhancement for the lighting of the Davenport Skybridge, and the creation of what's called an effervescent light field at the Ficke Museum. These projects and others funded by Destination Iowa must be completed by June of 2026. The state of Iowa will help fund a memorial to Martin Luther King Jr. in Davenport. The Enhance Iowa Board approved a $219,000 grant from the Community Attraction and Tourism Program for a group called Friends of MLK. The grant will pay for about 20% of the estimated $1.1 million cost of the memorial that will be located at 5th and Brady Streets downtown. It will have display panels telling various stories of Davenport's ethnic and cultural history. Depending upon how quickly the rest of the money can be raised, construction could start in the spring with completion possible next summer. On the final day of their veto session, Illinois lawmakers passed changes to a controversial criminal justice reform bill that, among other things, eliminates cash bail on January 1st. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
One change to the so-called Safety Act clarifies that people being held on bail before the law kicks in can either stay on bail or petition to move to the new system. Those accused of low-level crimes get a hearing in 7 days. Those considered flight risks or a public threat get a hearing in 2 to 3 months. The measure also says police cannot immediately detain a person for certain burglaries, but it outlines other instances like non-probationable felonies or hate crimes where they can. It says prosecutors have to use specific facts to show a person is dangerous enough for detention. It clarifies when police can arrest trespassers, and judges can issue arrest warrants for people who miss court dates. I'm Alex Degman.
Rock Island County may soon be able to tear down the old courthouse. The county board asked a Peoria County judge to acknowledge that it has fulfilled a recordation of the historic building as required in appellate court. That's according to board chair Richard Brunk. In October, the county board filed a petition asking for today's hearing, saying two state agencies have approved its documentation of the building's history. So now the county needs the judge's permission to begin demolition. The hearing was held in Peoria because that's where the original lawsuit was heard. Thank you for listening. This is WVIK, Quad Cities, NPR.